Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Tremaine, thanks for taking a couple minutes and to meet with us all. Hope you're doing well. First off, when you look back all the way back to your rookie season, you had Kyle Williams in the huddle with you last year. Lorenzo was, kind of the veteran leader. As your career's progressed, year three now, and I know that you've gradually become that leader and taken that role, but is this your defense now?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward, to this year. And, we got a great group of guys here. And, I'm looking forward with, the people that was already here when I first originally came in. I still look up to those guys as well. But, I'm just trying to be the best leader out there that I could be. Just have those guys knowing that they can trust me out there and, leading defense, man. And, I'm excited, man. It's year three. I developed, I learned a little bit more. Still have a long ways to go, man, a long ways. But, I'm excited with the group of guys we have here, man. And, we just got to come here, man, work hard and, give it 100% every day.
A quick follow-up. What makes a good leader?
Somebody that's not only, just saying it, man, that's really about it. And, that's about, doing things the right way, knowing that guys can trust them, just having that demeanor about themselves that people just want to follow them, And, I never say, I want somebody to be a follower, man. I want everybody to be their own person, man. But, when times hit the fan, man, sometimes people need somebody to look up to, man. And I'm just trying to be that person that guys know they can trust me, man. And, that whatever problem they're going through, man, depend me or whoever else on the defense, man, we got a lot of good guys there that, can help guys out. But, I'm just trying to be one of those guys for them.
Thank you.
Hey, Tremaine, John Scott, good to see you. I was just wondering, we've asked a bunch of guys about expectations. How do your expectations for this season, maybe individually and as a team, compare to the expectations you had going into your first year and second year?
Yeah, so, I guess a long story short, man, we want to win. And, that's just straight to the point. We want to win. Win as a defense, win as a team. But it's going to take all of us, man. So, obviously this year is a year like no other, and it's going to be things that come up. It's going to be things that have came up, just throughout the spring, as we can see. But it's just about us coming together as a team, man. And, everybody's going through this, man. So, we don't like to set expectations on ourselves. It's just we're going to show up to work, man, and, we're going to put our hats down and go to work.
Quick follow-up. Do you sense a different vibe amongst the guys, amongst the team than you did in previous years?
I just think everybody's ready to get back to work. We haven't been back here since who knows when. So I think the biggest thing is people are excited to be back in the building. And, that's a great thing, man, when you've been gone for so long. People just want to be here. People want to work. People want to, get together with each other, because this is really the first time that we've seen, all the new people in person. And, to be a good football team, you got to develop a good relationship within the team. And I think that's good for what we're doing right now. Like the phase that we're in right now, just guys coming together. And, that's the first step in becoming a good football team. So I think it's good at what's going on here.
Thanks.
Hey, Tremaine, Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. Thanks for taking the time today. I wanted to get your – obviously it's tough talking about these things because, new teammates, you really haven't been on the field much with them yet. But what are your early impressions of A.J. Klein, the experience that he brings from playing in the league, and just your, what you've thought about the time that you have been able to spend with him so far?
Yeah. Definitely smart. A guy that you can pretty much come with, a question even now. And, with him being in the system with Coach McDermott in Carolina, just a guy that you can come with questions and, he may or may not have the answer, but 9 times out of 10, he will, because he's a smart guy, man. Just listening in on, listen to the type of questions he asks. And, just feeling his presence in the meeting, man, is good. And, I'm excited to get to work with him. And, when things as the weeks go on, just get out there and practice full speed with him, man. And, you know, just, you know, developing that dynamic that we need as a linebacker group, you know, not just him but with the other guys. You know, I think we have a good group of guys, man. And, you know, he was a good addition as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine, Heather Prusak here. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you, actually. I wanted to ask you about the workouts that you guys had in Virginia with the defense, similar to what we saw Josh Allen and the offense do. How beneficial were those, and what was it like to get the guys together, you know, just to kind of get some first impressions of some people?
Yeah, I think it went well. I think any time that, you know, you have new guys on the defense or new guys on the team in general, I mean, it's going to be new to them when you actually get on the field. You know, you can study the notes, you can, you know, have the meetings over and over again, but it's different when you're actually out there talking through stuff and, you know, just dealing with things that come up as you're out there on the field. So I think that was very beneficial for everybody, not just the new guys, but the old guys as well, because when you're away from them for so long, sometimes you tend to forget some things. So I mean, it was great, man. We had a great turnout. You know, I'm glad the guys came there. We did, you know, social distance. We did make sure we protected ourselves so we wasn't just out there careless. But, you know, it was good that the guys came out, man. And I'm glad everybody was safe out there. And, you know, it was a good time.
And speaking of, you know, having a social distance, one more question for you. You know, we saw that Star and EJ decided to opt out this season. But why did you personally make the decision to play in 2020?
I think with me is, you know, I respect those guys' decision 100%. You know, people have to do what they have to do for their family. So, you know, definitely don't question that. And, you know, I'm wishing them much success and, you know, I'm hoping everything is healthy with them as well. But, you know, just me personally, you know, I just only speaking for myself, I just wanted to be here. You know, I was excited. You know, I feel like I've been away from ball for so long. It was kind of like, man, I gotta go out there. And just having trust in the system. I mean, when I, you know, when they gave us the tour and, you know, telling us everything around the building, I mean, I felt comfortable. You know, they're doing, you know, whatever they can to make sure we're safe here. And I think that's the biggest thing. Guys just want to feel comfortable. And, you know, me personally, I felt like they were doing the right things here. And they had the right protocols in place. And I just felt comfortable coming here because I knew it was a safe environment to be in. So, you know, at this point, we just got to trust and believe, in the process and believe that everything's going to be fine.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine, hope you're doing well. Can you explain a little bit more about how that Virginia trip came together, who organized it, and how you guys spread the word out to your teammates?
I think I'm not exactly sure if it was just one person organized. I think it was in conversation. And guys was, you know, we all wanted to get together somewhere. So, you know, we started out with little messages like, you know, when are guys going to be free? You know, where do y'all want to go at? And then from there, it just kind of took off. We just had a big group chat and the message has been out and, you know, and guys just, as soon as they got the message, they wanted to be a part of it. And I think that speaks on the type of guys we have here. You know, guys just want to get better. And that's what that period was. It was a get better period. And so, I mean, that's kind of in a short story how I went. And like I said, it was a great time, man. I know those guys enjoyed it.
And then how have you seen Matt Milano grow this off season, whether it's in how he's interacting with you and his teammates, what he's done in meetings, what he's done on the field, how have you seen him grow in the off season?
Yeah, Matt, that's my guy. That's my guy. And it's just, you know, I think this is year four for Matt. I want to say, hopefully I'm right. But I mean, he's comfortable, and I think that he's comfortable in the system. You know, he's growing in the system. You know, this is our, you know, upcoming third year playing with each other now. So, I mean, you know, the communication that we have is, you know, second to none, and it's only going to get better. And, you know, we talk about little small things here and there. Whatever comes up, man, I think we're both comfortable with expressing that to each other. And not just me, I think he's comfortable with expressing that to everybody else. And I think that's the biggest thing, and, you know, that's what you want, especially, you know, from a linebacker in a group. And, I mean, just seeing him out there, he's moving around well, looks well too. You know, Matt's always been put together, but, you know, just seeing that leadership step up for him too is a good thing to see.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine, Matt Beauvais here. Hope you're doing well. I think at least from the outside, we're all anticipating this defense kind of to pick up where it left off. That said, though, how do you avoid you know, potential regression or maybe even plateauing, because obviously, you know, it's really difficult to get to the top, but it's also harder to stay at the top. So how do you make sure that that kind of stuff doesn't happen?
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, you're at the top, it's going to be, you got a target on your back, right? So it's really about us just coming out every day and getting better. I mean, as simple as that. We have a different team. You know, it's not the same defense as we had last year. So I think guys have to understand that first. And I think that's where it starts at, that each year is going to bring new opportunities. Each year is going to bring new challenges. So we just have to take advantage of every opportunity we have this year. And the number one opportunity is what we do here at the building, at the facility. And that's, you know, working on our craft and, you know, coming out every day with the mindset to get better. And, you know, from there, you know, everything will take care of itself, man. We can't worry about, you know, what happens the outside world, you know, what everybody thinks about this defense, because in our minds, man, we just got to get better every time we step on the field.
Thank you.
Hey, Tremaine, Sal Capaccio, WGR. Great to see you. Every offseason, we ask you about working with your brothers, you know, and what goes into all that. So again, here I'm going to ask you, but, you know, can you put it in context of being away from football and really having only each other, and then obviously the Virginia thing with your teammates, but how much you had to rely on them even more so, and even the conversations you guys had about playing this year and being safe and the protocols. So both the actual workouts with them and also the mental side of thinking about the season.
Yeah, I start with my brothers. To be honest, man, I think this year was probably, if not one of the best years, you know, we had training with each other. And I think I would say it was the best because we had so much time, right? So, like, not just with them, man. I had my mom out there, and she was just killing us. But, I mean, it was all for the better, though. It was just we was out there with a mission to get better. You know, we told each other, the conversations we had with each other was just, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be ready when the time comes. So we stayed pushing each other. It was a lot of dog days out there, a lot of days when we was like, man, we got this again today, or I'm tired today. But I mean, it's just about the motivation, man. You got to think about what motivates you. And, you know, truth be told, we motivated each other out there. And, you know, when one of us was down, you know, we had the other two to look on to build us up. And I think that's a good thing that I enjoyed. And, you know, I took full advantage of, because I had people out there with the same mindset as me. And that was to get better. And, you know, we wasn't going to take anything less than that. So, you know, worked with a lot of good people, man. And, we got some real solid work in this offseason.
And real quick, just about your conversations about playing, like, you guys, you know, did you're just kind of all in together? Did you all kind of have to work through that together? Because it is different for every organization and how their protocols are in place.
Yeah, it's different. You know, they just started things up as well too. So I don't think we haven't at this point really sat down and, you know, go through every small thing about what each club is doing. But, mm-hmm. You know, as of what I heard, you know, everything is going good with them as well. And, you know, they're satisfied about being there and, you know, going to work this year. And, you know, small conversation just about, man, we can't control what go on. So yep. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we told each other, like, hey, man, if we all in, we all in. So, I mean, you know, you can't control what goes on. You just got to show up to work, man, and just pray for the best.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Yeah.
Hey, Tremaine, it's Marcel, ESPN, man. How you doing?
Doing good.
I got a two-part question. The first is, I mean, after back-to-back top three finishes for your defense, for this defense, what's next? How do you improve? How do you keep that level of play? How do you keep that level from falling any and, I guess, getting complacent?
Yeah, I think, like I said, man, the biggest thing is, you know, doing the stuff that got you there. And, you know, we don't need to change anything up. The formula is there. I mean, the recipe is there. We know what it takes, you know, to be a good defense. But, you know, I still say to this day, man, the sky is still the limit to, you know, things that we could do. You know, a lot of guys are older now, including myself. And, you know, it's time to take that next step, man, because there's so much left in us that, you know, we just want, you know, we want to put on display. But we don't want to just be serious about it, man. We got to go out there and actually do it. So, it starts now, man. It starts with guys, you know, taking what we're doing now serious and, you know, taking it as a period to get better.
Thanks. And then the second part, I think it was Will Brinson with CBS Sports said that you could be a candidate to get one of these, you know, 10-plus-year or 10-year deals, one of these super late deals. I know you're only in year three here, but have you thought or given any thought to sticking around Buffalo long-term like that, or what your next contract could possibly bring?
Man, to be honest, man, I take it a step at a time, man, year at a time. So, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can do, man, to be the best player out there. And, you know, I try not to get caught up in that kind of stuff, man. I let, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, Buffalo is a great city, man. Love the fan base. And I'm excited to be here now, man. So, you know, I'm going to take advantage of my opportunity that I have here now. And I'm just, you know, be the best player that I can.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tremaine, Mike Catalano in Rochester. Normally it'd be the preseason coming up and things would be different. Josh is saying you guys are doing walkthrough speeds. Is there moments you stand there and look and go, I can't believe we're going to be playing a game in a little more than a month with the way things are right now?
Yeah, to be honest, man, yeah. But like I said, man, we're all in this. And I think every team is in the same position. So, I mean, as crazy as it may seem, you know, we're here with that opportunity, man, and we have to take it on full head of steam. And I think actually the walkthroughs I'm a fan of the walkthroughs because I think it's a period to actually get better, but not, you know, be as taxing on your body. And you know, if you do walkthroughs the right way, you could definitely get better with them and actually take care of your body and be more healthy. So I mean, I think that's the way we got to approach it, man. It's just, you know, when we come out here to walk through, it's a period for us all to get better. And everybody have something they need to work on that you can work on doing, you know, walk through speed. So, you know, everything don't have to be a straight practice, straight physical stuff. You know, football is also a mental sport. So, you know, with the walkthroughs, it's just about us going through everything we have to do mental-wise and, you know, getting everything handled that way.
But it is football, and you're getting alerts when you're too close to each other. And that's not what it's going to be. I mean, the adjustment, the flipping of the switch to go from this to that has got to be something you got to prepare for, right?
Exactly. I mean, like I said, man, we all with this task that we have to deal with. But, you know, like I said, we can't control that part right now. We have the protocols that we have to follow. So that's what we have to do. But, you know, let's not be wrong. It's going to be a little challenging, as I'm sure everyone knows. But, I mean, we got to get through it, man. So there's no need to make an excuse for it.
Thank you.
Main Savage, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080, man. What's good?
What's going on, boss?
Man, in a recent article with defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier, he went on to say that you was the epitome of what a star player in the leader should be. So with that being said, coming off a Pro Bowl season, by the way, how will you be able to take that leadership to the next level?
Man, I think, man, I just got to, you know, be open ears, man. Listen to all the things that I could do to get better, you know, whether it's from the coaches, whether it's from the players. And, you know, going from there, I think a lot of times, man, you know, with being a great leader, sometimes you got to be open to, you know, people saying things that you got to do to get better. You know, you got to be open to constructive criticism, man. And, you know, I'm all ears, man. You know, I don't think that I do everything the right way as far as, you know, can't nobody tell me anything, if that makes sense. So, you know, I'm all ears, man. If anybody have anything to say as far as ways that I could get better as a person, I'm all for it, you know, because I, like I said, man, I can't say, you know, somebody's opinion about me or what I'm doing, you know, isn't right. So I think that's another thing about goes into being a good leader, man. You have to listen to ways to actually be better. And you can't just tell people, you know, things all the time, man, but you got to be able to accept when people tell you something. So, I mean, I'm excited, you know, like I said, man, it's a great opportunity we have in front of us, and we just got to take advantage of it, man, and get better.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.